leader's remarks at the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets of Iran's armed forces. Tuesday, 10th of October 2023, the Commander-in-Chief of Iran's Armed Forces, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, delivered a keynote speech at the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets studying in the academies of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Armed Forces. In this program, we discuss the leader's remarks and points of view expressed at the graduation ceremony. Please stay with us. Every year, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei takes part in the joint graduation ceremony of cadets studying in the academies of Iran's armed forces. And during this year's ceremony, the leader emphasized that one of the most sensitive and vital institutions in management and administration of the country is the armed forces. Congratulating young people who have entered the nation's officer training universities and are now receiving their epaulettes, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The armed forces are considered to be an iron shield for national security, and national security is the foundation for all the other important areas that play a role in the country's progress and development. Security is a prerequisite for everything else. If there is no security, nothing can be achieved. If a country lacks the ability to protect its own security, it has no choice but to define itself under the banner of this or that power. It has no choice but to attach itself to others. But what does this mean? It means this country has to put its national honor on the line. If it fails to do this, if it fails to use its national honor, its political words will naturally have no credibility in the world. Even if it makes progress economically, there will be no guarantee that progress will continue. The armed forces are a fortress for security, for honor and national identity. This is the field that you have entered today. Therefore, you should truly be congratulated in the real sense of the word." Commenting further, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Thank God our armed forces have passed their test well. Sometimes the armed forces are merely on display for their clothes, for their insignia and military formations, but not our armed forces. They have passed important tests and emerged with flying colors. They have passed important tests and emerged with honor. The most important of these tests was the 8-year imposed war on Iran. They imposed a war, a kind of war that was truly a world war on our country. And the last test, of course, up until today, was fighting the fitna or sedition of Daesh terrorists, which was also very important. In the 8-year imposed war, our armed forces defended every inch of their country, as well as the sovereignty of their beloved Islam. They thwarted the collective conspiracy of the East and the West at the time. Our armed forces did this. Back then, the world's political and military might in the East and the West supported the invader Saddam. Each of them supported Saddam in a different way. Our armed forces were able to defend their country and the integrity and sovereignty of our dear Islam. The sedition of Daesh was an evil plot devised by the United States of America. Daesh was created by the United States in order to disrupt the stability of our region. Their ultimate goal was destruction of Islamic Iran. But once again, our armed forces, together with the armed forces of the targeted countries, succeeded in overcoming this sedition. they were able to thwart this plot. This is something to be proud of. These are the golden medals on the powerful chests of the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces. Our cadets who are training in each one of the organizations of the armed forces must improve their morale, their religion and ethics every day. The leader added, "My next recommendation is to upgrade the education and living environment of the students. Our dear officials in the armed forces should pay attention to this. The workshops and classes need to be improved, and the student residences should be improved every day in terms of their living facilities. Also pay attention to the educational level of those entering the university." Turning to recent events in occupied Palestine, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "In recent days, an important political and military issue has focused the attention of the world, and that is the unprecedented events that have taken place in our dear Palestine. We cannot be indifferent to these matters and to this important event. Fortunately, the stances taken by our officials were correct and appropriate. I would like to share some points in this regard with you and with the Iranian nation. The first point I would like to make is the same thing that we have seen in the various analyses over the past couple of days, that is the events of 7th of October and onwards. The usurping Zionist regime has suffered an irreparable defeat, both in terms of military and intelligence. Everyone has called this a defeat, but I would put the emphasis on irreparable. I say that this devastating earthquake, the Al-Aqsa storm operation, has managed to destroy some of the main structures of the usurping Zionist regime's rule, which cannot be easily rebuilt. It is very unlikely that the usurper regime will be able to restore those structures, even with all the commotion that they are making and with all the support that is offered to them by the West. I would like to say that after Saturday, 7th of October, the Zionist regime will no longer be the regime it used to be, and they cannot easily compensate for the blow that they have received." Continuing with his remarks, the leader said, "The second point I'd like to make, which I believe is very important, is that this calamity was brought on by the actions of the Zionists themselves. When oppression and criminality exceed all limits, and when brutality reaches its peak, one should expect a storm. What have you done to the Palestinian people? The courageous, self-sacrificing move of the Palestinians was a response to the crimes of the usurping enemy, which have continued for many decades and increased in intensity in recent months. The culprit to blame for this situation is the Zionist regime itself." Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader said, "No Muslim nation has ever faced an enemy like the enemy the Palestinians are facing today. The Muslim countries have never faced an enemy that was this evil, this malicious, this brutal, and this bloodthirsty. Nations have been oppressed on many occasions, but their enemies have never been this shameless, this evil, and this brutal. No Muslim nation has been under or is under such pressure, has been besieged or facing shortages like the Palestinian nation is facing today. You don't see this in the world, nor in the era that we're living in. Western governments, especially the United States and Britain, have never supported and helped any government as much as this fake usurper regime, this oppressive, bloodthirsty regime. First, the United Kingdom, and then the United States and various other governments along with them. When there was an Eastern Bloc in the world, the former Soviet Union and others, they all helped this ruthless regime. This ruthless Israeli regime has behaved in a way such that they have shown no mercy to women and children and to men. They have shown no mercy to the Palestinian children and the elderly. They have not respected the sanctity of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They have thrown these settlers like rabid dogs at the Palestinians and trampled on Palestinian worshippers. So what should a nation do, a fervent, deep-rooted nation, in the face of all these atrocities and crimes? The Palestinian nation is a nation that has existed for thousands of years. How should it respond to all of this oppression? Well, such people will obviously create a storm. They will create a storm whenever they find an opportunity to do so. O Zionist oppressors, you yourselves are the culprits to blame for this storm. You yourselves brought this calamity upon yourselves. A nation has no other way than to show a fervent, courageous response in the face of such hostility. The third point I would like to make is that this evil, this ruthless enemy, has been slapped in the face. It has adopted the policy of playing the victim. Others are also helping them. The media is owned by the global arrogance, and it is helping to show the Zionist regime as oppressed. Of course, this too is a miscalculation. This show of innocence is 100% false. It is a lie. Just because the Palestinian resistance fighters have been able to escape the siege on Gaza and reach the military and non-military Zionist centers, does that mean the Zionists are innocent? No matter what this usurping regime is, it is not innocent. It is oppressive, it is an aggressive regime. It is all of these things, but it is not oppressed. It is the oppressor. No one can make an innocent image out of this demonic regime. The fourth point I would like to make is that the occupying regime attempting to show itself as the victim is a pretext for them to be able to continue with even more atrocities. They have attacked Gaza, they attack people's homes, they attack civilians, they commit massacres and mass murder. They pretend to be a victim. This is their ploy. They want to justify their crimes by pretending to be a victim. As I said, this is a miscalculation. The heads and decision makers of the usurper Zionist regime and their supporters should know that this will cause a larger calamity in the future. They should know that the response of these atrocities will be a heavier slap in the face. The determination of the brave Palestinian youth and the determination of the self-sacrificing Palestinians becomes stronger due to these crimes, and that is how it is today. Gone are the days when people would come with their words and meetings and discussions with the oppressor, trying to gain a position for themselves. Those days are over. Today, the Palestinians are fully awake. The skillful Palestinian designers are at work. The enemy's calculations is wrong. It thinks it can continue with its criminal attacks. Of course, the Islamic world must not remain silent in the face of these crimes. The Islamic world must respond to the Zionist regime. And the final point I would like to make is that the supporters of the Zionist regime and some of those in the usurping regime have been talking nonsense the last two or three days. For example, they say that Islamic Iran is behind this move, the Al-Aqsa storm operation. But they are mistaken. Of course, we support the Palestinians. We support the Palestinian fight. We praise the minds and efforts of the resourceful, intelligent designers and the brave Palestinian youth. We are proud of them. This is certainly true. But those who say that non-Palestinians are behind what the Palestinians have done do not know the Palestinian nation. They underestimate the Palestinians. They have made a miscalculation in this case as well. Of course, the entire Islamic world is obliged to support the Palestinians, and God willing, they will support them. But this action was carried out by the Palestinians themselves. Intelligent designers, the brave Palestinian youth, the self-sacrificing active Palestinians have been able to create this epic, and God willing, the Palestinians will succeed.